Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Oh, good morning, class. How is everybody feeling this morning?
What up,
Ryan? Mrs. Raspberry.
All right, now that's a demerit for everybody. It's not the way I want to start out this day.
Excuse me, Senora Raspberry.
Yes?
I thought I should tell you that last night me and my mom made a feast of homemade tamales and rice and beans and mole and caldo de pollo and flan. And I think maybe I got the food poisoning. I don't feel so good. My stomach is making noises like... and meow, meow, and moo, moo. Senora Raspberry, it hurts so good.
Don't you mean it hurts so bad, JC?
That's what I said.
Well, if you need to go to the bathroom or to the nurse's office, just raise your hand. I'll give you a hall pass, okay, JC?
Thank you, Mrs. Raspberry.
All right, now that's another demerit for you, JC. It's still Ms. Raspberry, even if your stomach hurts. Now, how is everyone else?
Chill.
Fine.
That's not very enthusiastic. Isn't everyone excited about today? It's going to be so much fun. Today, we're going to learn more about each other by telling our family histories. Now, hopefully, each one of you talk to your parents and grandparents, your aunts and uncles, to see what you could find out about your ancestry.
What's up, my sweet little porcelain buttercup Nubian princess? It's always so nice to see your beautiful face early in the morning. If I ever make it out of this elementary school, I'm putting you in my pocket and I'm taking you with me. K-Raz, I just love you, mama.
That's weird.
Good morning, Al.
But anyways, let me tell you, what had happened was when I went to talk to my mom and them about my grandcestors, well, see, what happened was I was driving my Pimpala down the street when all of a sudden I look over to the left, right, and I see this fine honey just standing there on the corner all by her lonesome.
Oh, I seen her.
Yeah. I thought to myself, Al, why should such a hottie be standing there all alone at night if she don't need no help? So I stopped, and sure enough, she needed some help. So instead of my parents' house, I had to take her back to her crib, and then she wanted to talk, and one thing led to another. You know, I'm screaming. After about 30, 45 minutes, she made me pay her like $20 for no reason at all, which, by the way, was gas money to go to my mom and them's house. So I just had to go back home, and I never made it over there in the first place, okay?
Makes sense, yeah.
Wow, Big Al, I just don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
Well, K-Raz, you could come over here and kiss the tongue of a hero. Who knows what would have happened if that little hottie had not been... Who knows what would have happened to that hottie had I not driven by? Instead, she was safe and sound all at home. So come here. Give Daddy some sugar.
All right, no, Big Al. I won't be giving you any sugar, but I will be giving you an F for not doing the assignment. You could have called your parents or emailed them or Skyped with them. There's no excuse for not getting it done, so you get a big fat F.
Why you have to be so rude, Red? You know you're going to marry me anyway.
That's a song.
Uh-huh.
All right, who in the room actually did the assignment?
I did it, Mrs. Raspberry.
Again, another demerit for you, Shannon, because you don't seem to understand it's Ms. Raspberry, not Mrs. Raspberry. Anyway, just come up and tell the class about your ancestors.
All right.
Well.
I had an Ebola.
Yeah.
One side of my family is from a country called New Zealand. They don't talk like we do. They talk with accents and say things like, hello. There are a lot of sheep there, and they drink beer. And there are leprechauns that walk around with sharp teeth. People have pet unicorns with rainbow tails and golden horns.
Wow.
There are a lot of grassy fields. And did I mention that the people talk funny with accents like, hello.
Okay, Shannon. Well, what about the other side of your family?
Well, the other side isn't from so far away. They're from a place called Kentucky. It's it's known as the bluegrass state because the grass there is blue. Mm. I drove there once and it was far. I remember playing on a fire truck and there being a big house. I think my family must be rich because they live in a house with stairs in it. We went to see where a man named Elvis lives on the way there. Then we stayed in a fancy motel, and my peepaw says, I have some Cherokee Indian in my blood, and that's really all that I have to say about that. So thank you, class, for your time and attention.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
That was really good. Mm-hmm. I learned.
You get a B minus. I don't think that you did very much research for your report, but there was some history in there, and at least it was better than Big Al's.
Say what?
All right, who's next?
I want to go next, Mrs. Raspberry.
All right, Jenna, go ahead, and it's Ms.
Okay, whatever you say. Where do I start? Oh, my goodness. You know, my dad is the heir of British royalty. Prince Harry's actually on my speed dial.
Wow.
Yeah, we text and talk at least 5 or 6 times a week.
Wow.
You guys know I was actually with him in Las Vegas when that whole naked picture scandal happened?
Mm.
I was the one that took the pictures with myself.
Really, Jenna? Why is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
Oh, you know, I try not to brag. I know people already get jealous because my family's so rich and stuff, so I don't want to get more haters.
Yeah.
You know, some of my family's pretty famous. I actually had tea with Kate and Pippa last time I was over the pond.
Pippa!
That's so exciting!
I know, but you can keep your excitement to yourself. Then on my mom's side, we're related to some people you might know as the Kardashians.
What? The butt people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my cousins Mason, Penelope, and North are so cute. We're actually all going to get matching outfits for our Christmas card this year. And my new auntie Bruce is really nice.
Hey, Bruce.
She, whatever, always gives me really cool stuff for my birthday. For my last birthday, she sent me a Gucci bag. I love it. So basically, my family history is full of rich and famous people, and that's all I can really tell you.
Wow, Jenna, that's very interesting. You get an A.
Hmm?
And tell your Auntie Bruce about your favorite teacher, and all I want for Christmas is something really expensive and from the heart. Oh, and something that goes well with black.
Okay. Shout out.
All right, who's next?
I guess I will go next, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's a demerit.
Okay,
JC, come on up and tell us about your family.
Okay. Well, my name is Jose Roberto Angeles Hatem Lopez Chavez de Perez. My family is from Mexico, Distrito Federal, which is the capital of Mexico. My parents trained very hard to make it to the USA.
They trained?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Raspberry. Running, climbing, and swimming. You never know what you're going to encounter.
Were they training for a triathlon?
Yes, they did try a ton of times.
No, not a try-a-ton.
Anyway.
Never mind, yeah.
We made a home in San Diego, California. Go the Superchargers! I don't know much about my family besides my mom and dad. But I know that they, too, want to sometime live in America, the land of the raves and home of the trees.
No, JC, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right. Where great people such as Justin Bieber are born.
Actually, he's Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I say. A great country where a song with nothing but bass and causes no trouble can climb all the way to the top of the charts. It brings many tears to my eyes when I think about how blessed I am to be in this great country.
Yes, JC, you're right. Yeah.
Pull yourself together, son.
Oh, are you all right?
I can hold it back.
You got snot bubbles coming out down your lip.
Okay, well, yes, we're very lucky to be Americans, and even though it's apparent you did no research on your family either, how could I give you anything less than an A for that? It was heartfelt, it was inspiring.
Yeah.
You keep working hard, and you can be anything you set your mind to. Do you understand me, JC?
Even a ninja turtle?
Even a ninja? No, you can't be a ninja turtle.
Well, but you said I could be anything.
I want to become Lil Wayne's baby mama.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to try hard to become the dough in the girls' locker room. You know what I'm screaming?
Yeah, I like that.
You can't become a door. It's not a living thing.
Oh.
I want to become a strand of Mrs. Raspberry's hair.
Shannon, what are you doing?
Trying to turn into your soft, strawberry-smelling, silky, amber-colored hair, Mrs. Raspberry.
All right, it's still Ms., so that's a demerit. Okay, stop. Stop doing that.
Wait.
Now that we're done with all of this, let's do some quiet reading, shall we?
Okay.
Book reports are due next week, so why don't we all just spend some time from now until lunch reading?
Wait a minute. You know what? I want to become a dollar. Those things get to go everywhere.
Okay. All of you, stop pushing. What are you doing? Your children aren't going to turn into anything.
Oh, no. I pushed too hard.
Oh, class dismissed.
I'm going to cry like JC if it gets you an A.
The bathroom and
clean. Who can push for the longest?
Thank you.
Because you poop so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Let's send that to Marconi.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The King Kranich Morning Show. Free money, baby.
It's that time.
It is that time, Big Al Mack. It's time to give away up to $1,000.
All you got to do is have a name.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't have to really have a name. Just that you need to have initials.
Yeah. As long as you have the initials on your legal ID,
yeah,
you could win this game.
Your name could technically be RG. Like, if that's your name on your legal ID, RG, you could win.
Ow.
Well, not right now.
You need to go take a nap. Yeah. Just pain pills make you think you're making sense.
I don't think anybody has a last name that's an initial.
I could be wrong. It could happen.
I could be wrong.
Former Lacey G, who just got married and is now Lacey Bishop. But
boom.
But her name was spelled G-E-E.
Yeah.
See?
But technically, yeah. I'm right.
I wanted her to marry a guy with the last name String, because then she could do the whole Lacey G-String.
That would have been hilarious.
She didn't do that.
She needed a nap.
She ruined that for me. So I'm still mad at her about that.
Oh, dang it.
Now, we've decided that this week we're going to get the two letters by throwing darts at some balloons.
Yeah, the letters are hidden underneath the balloons.
A la fair style. And to do that, we're going to spin the wheel of names that always lands on Kelly and Jenna.
You know?
Are we even on there, Jason?
I think we are, Al. I think we are. A mighty good spin. What is it, Kelly again?
JC!
JC! I'm so happy
for you. You throw the darts.
I don't want to do it.
Throw the darts.
Okay, I'm going to throw the darts.
Get going.
This is...
All right.
Twist around here. Ow, I just stabbed my hand.
Oh, my gosh, an injury already.
Worker's comp.
All right, I'm ready. You guys ready for me to throw stuff?
We can't wait, JC.
All right, here we go. First balloon.
Let's go.
I'm just throwing it random.
Oh.
All right, nice toss.
Oh, that's a good letter.
Ooh.
That's a good letter.
The letter is E.
I bought a vowel.
E.
Ernestos.
Well, they give you that one,
Ernestine.
Right?
If your first or last name starts with an E, you're still in it.
You're in the running. All right, Mike's moving it.
Okay, he's back on.
Oh, I want to hit that blue one.
JC is throwing darts.
Oh, double pink.
Whoa.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It's true.
Is that why you aim for the pink ones?
Pop the pink balloons. What's the second letter, Mike?
H.
H. There you go.
H or H-E. If those are the initials of your first and last name on your legal ID, you could win $500 if you call now.
800-KID-LIVE.
800.
Phone number?
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. 800-5-GEEK-IT. Caller 13 and win $500. And hopefully,
those are your initials.
We'll have posted free money for Kid Nation on their social status updates. And we will have a $1,000 winner.
That's what we want to do.
We're hoping for.
H-E. All right.
All right. I have a big night ahead of me tonight, guys.
What's happening? Date night?
What? No, it's not a date night. Well, kind of.
What's tonight?
Tonight is the first time I get to watch the movie that I was able to film about a year
movie
ago.
I'm so
excited. So I filmed an independent film. What
was it
over
named?
A year
what's
ago?
It,
right?
What's it titled?
It's Reborn.
Reborn. Okay.
Reborn. Reborn.
And so it's been in a film festival.
Are you like the star? Are you the name?
I'm one of the leads.
Yeah, because you said it's like multiple stories that all come together.
Like Crash.
Before
like
it was Crash, named, like, but not Crash.
Before it was named Reborn, it was the JC Project.
No, it was
the
never,
untitled JC Project.
Was it written for you?
No.
Basically, yeah.
Well, he said the character that he picked me to do, he was envisioning me as that person.
Oh. You got like, oh.
Did they
weird.
Do that for Sofia Vergara on Modern Family?
Right?
Is that when he wrote in the sex scene? If JC's in, I got to add this.
Got to get his shirt off.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. There is a sex scene in the movie.
And a fight scene, too. But
I love scene. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fight scenes, Al. And I don't win any of them, I don't think. But there was a love scene. And mm-hmm. I've been told that I can go preview it tonight for the first time just to see how it turned out.
At a real movie theater,
At a makeshift theater that he's putting together with surround sound. Because, you know, you're going to premiere it in a theater. So this is just for me to watch it and make sure that I'm happy with the project.
And then is the girl going to be there, too, that you did the sex scene with?
I don't think so. I think it's just me.
Just you?
Well, and maybe a couple other people.
Now it's really creepy.
Yeah, right?
I think I
wrote the part for you, and now I want you to go to my house and watch it.
And I'm sure a couple other people that were in the movie and the director is going to be there.
I'm sure.
And some of the people that worked in it. But he told me, hey, if you can bring a friend. You can bring, or your wife.
Obviously, yeah, your wife.
Now, do you want your wife to go see you in a sex scene? Well, yeah, I know it's a movie, but...
It's happening tonight, which means we would have to find a babysitter, and I really want to see this scene before she does, just to make sure.
So you can soften the blow.
Yeah, you know, I don't want her to see it for the first time, the same time that I see it, because it is going to be extremely weird.
But what does she want?
I think she wants to wait till the premiere, until like everybody goes.
Okay.
So
what does Kaysen want?
Yeah, because then if you're at a premiere with a lot of people, she can't.
That is different.
She can't start yelling at you.
So I'm allowed to bring a friend, a person to this premiere.
All right.
Who's it gonna be?
So who wants to
somebody
come?
In this room?
And, yeah.
Let me look at my day planner and see what I got.
Yeah, what's going on with everybody?
Well,
if we can Rochambeau.
Going to see a love scene that you're in with you would be kind of weird for me.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I know, but then I can get your opinion. Because I'm so nervous about this because it's the first time I've ever done it.
Well, I think I'm going to the fair with my girlfriend.
Oh, you are?
So
you're
I'm going to go ahead and take myself out of the run.
Al's out of the run.
Are you getting a wheelchair?
Yeah, I think so.
You are?
So I don't know.
You can be that guy.
So no, I don't know. I'll just limp around like I've been doing all this.
Why don't you just get the scooter?
What time is this screen?
8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, man. I got Emma Kelly. I don't think I can...
I'm wide open.
I don't think I can, JC.
That leaves Jenna.
I'm wide open. Well, I actually told some friends I'd go to a concert with them, but if no one else from the show can go, obviously I want to go see the movie. That's more important.
So here's my thing. You can't make fun of me during the movie.
Okay.
During the movie. But after?
After, also don't make fun of me. I would like for you to hold your comments until tomorrow.
Oh, until tomorrow, just so not to your face.
Yeah, I don't want to. Well, it's going to be to my face, but it'll be here where I could just look away.
Okay.
And
well,
take off my headphones.
Well, someone has to see it, right? So if you guys, I will. I think I'm the one that's obviously most available. Yay.
I want to see it on the big screen.
Are you sure Kenzie doesn't want to go?
I am so nervous.
I'm going
to
wait.
I don't know if Kenzie wants to go. Should I call her and ask her real quick? I feel like I should ask her first.
I mean, I'd like to. Can we both go so then I can talk about it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow with you?
I only get one friend.
What?
Yeah, I only get one friend.
That's not
true. Dude, you're the lead character. You can bring anyone.
I'm calling Kenzie real quick.
Well, then obviously you should bring your wife, but I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I just don't know if I should have her exit the place.
Yeah,
so I don't know when it comes up.
How honest were you with the details of the love scene?
Oh, very. Is she not listening to our show?
I don't know, but maybe somebody for the free money name game is.
They are.
We could do that first.
Yeah, we could do that first.
Call Kenzie back.
Somebody try to get my wife on the phone. So I could ask her to see if Jenna can come to the movies with me.
Have you already run this by her?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I figured I would do it on the radio, which lessens the blow.
I see, okay.
So not only was she there for the love scene, she's not going to even be there to watch you in the love scene.
Well, I just want to see
until
you.
Until the premiere.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a weird
thing.
I can't even put myself in that position.
Well, whatever. She wants to go, but maybe if I see it, I could kind of help.
Lessen the blow?
Play it down a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Home status.
I would like.
But that means you owe me and have my back.
I would like to see it.
Oh, Jen, I
want to wait. I want to do the red carpet premiere.
I don't even want to count
the listeners. Yeah.
I can't wait
every
for the red carpet
on his
premiere.
Face on a 20-foot screen.
All right, free money name game.
Or is it 40-foot? I want the biggest screen in Texas.
My butt.
For the screening.
And I accidentally flashed the camera when I was doing a scene.
Oh, so 3D.
I don't know if they kept that.
3D glasses.
Yeah. All right. Free money name game. We threw the darts. The letters E-H. We're drawn.
Uh-huh.
Emily, can you please tell us your last name?
Haney.
Emily Haney. That's an E and an H.
Yep, it is.
That means you scored yourself $500.
Yay, Emily.
Now, very important question, Emily Haney.
Oh, I feel good about this.
I do, too.
I feel like she feels
Emily
excited.
Sounds like a very socially savvy media person.
Did you go on the Twitters, the Facebook? What's that?
I did.
Yeah! Oh, Haney, you just scored $1,000.
I just knew it. I could tell by the sound of her voice.
Yeah. $1,000, Emily
like
Haney.
5 minutes ago.
Emily, you did it before we called did the contest, right? We can check that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right, we'll double check it.
I don't care if you did it this morning. We're so excited to finally give away $1,000 to Emily Haney in the free money name game.
Tell us about you, Emily. What's up?
I'm a chiropractic therapist, and I'm actually at work right now, but I'm so excited.
Cracking backs and stuff. What are you going to do with your $1,000?
Probably buy some clothes. It's getting cold, and I'm going on vacation tomorrow, so that's
tomorrow?
A lot.
Where are you going?
Yeah. Universal Studios in Florida. I actually live in Tennessee, so
perfect.
It's a long drive, but I'm super excited.
Well, that $1,000 is going to come in handy there, Emily.
I know.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
See how simple it is to win $1,000 with the free money name game?
She's not as excited as we are.
I know, right?
I'm so excited to finally have a $1,000 winner.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's the first one.
We got our $1,000 winner.
Yep. And we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Same time.
Yeah.
So right now you should go on.
Post.
Just do it right now. Tweet it real quick. Instagram it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Facebook status update. Free money for Kid Nation. And you could double that $500 to $1,000 like Emily did.
Perfect. And now it looks like we have my wife on.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
went from one high to another. This is so great this morning. I am loving today's show.
I am so nervous. Okay. Let's bring in Kenzie. Hey, babe.
Good morning. You guys have so much energy right now.
I know.
We just gave away
$1,000.
We're just faking it.
I don't have anything. I just woke up.
I'm sorry.
Good, I woke you up.
Okay.
That means the kids are sleeping, so that's good. Also, I have a question.
You're just going to slip it in.
So tonight they're letting me preview that movie that I did about a year ago with the
love.
Uh-huh.
And they said you could come. Now, I understand that it could be weird because of the things that took place in that movie. So would you like Jenna to go look at it to lessen the blow, or would you like to go to the movie tonight?
That's how you're presenting it now.
Yes.
Well, I think I want to go, but we don't have a babysitter.
Oh, dang it. The babysitter thing.
Jenna.
He sounds so disappointed.
Yeah.
Jenna's got a concert.
Well, this is the thing. I had a concert, and Kelly and Al couldn't do it. He wanted one of us from the show to maybe go, instead of you, just since you didn't have a babysitter, and it's kind of a sensitive scene. So I offered myself up to do it for the show, but obviously I think you should go with him.
And I'm really nervous about you seeing it.
I'm nervous to see it, too.
What's the movie rated?
R.
R.
Ooh.
I'm so excited.
For violence.
And brief adult nudity
and
belonging to JC.
I know. Did you do something more that I didn't know about?
No, I don't think so.
I don't. He doesn't know. He got lost in the scene.
I'm sure there's not a butt shot. I think they took those out.
You think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know what was edited.
No.
They don't give those R's out loosey goosey.
No.
They do, Kelly. You give away those loosey goosey R's.
No.
Yeah.
You can get PG-13.
It's rated R for rare.
They're so loosey goosey with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you guys going to get a babysitter? I would totally babysit, but I do have a concert to go to. I was just going to do this for work and take one for the team.
Maybe I could take Jenna and Kenzie.
So
that would probably make it a little better if I had a friend there.
Okay.
Okay, well, you just said you can only take one person. You want me to go, and then I have to sit in the middle of you when she starts and make her feel better when your sex scene comes on?
Just help
when
me.
It comes on, you just cover my eyes like a little baby.
Oh, my God.
No, you want to see this.
See, I don't know
it's
if I
rated
can.
R.
I don't know if I can.
You signed up for, JC. You signed up for this.
You know, I'm going to be the only one sitting there able to watch it, and they're going to be covering their eyes. I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
And then that's kind of weird also.
Yeah.
That I'm between just you. Is it just going to be the three of us alone watching you in a movie?
There might be a couple other people watching it with us.
So it's at this dude's house.
It's not going to be a full theater?
No, this is like a screening. Yeah, like just.
Oh.
Just so that I approve.
Somebody's house. Yeah.
See,
awkward.
I want to wait and see it on the big screen.
Here's what's
we all
happen.
Get dressed up and do a red carpet and everything.
When we
Kelly's
do get
way
to do
popcorn.
That.
Kelly's way too into it.
I'm going to get the big bucket with free refills.
Right.
I know.
And I'm
going to
put the butter in there like halfway.
And then
on the top.
I'm
going
to layer the butter.
Yep.
Here's what's going to happen when we do that, Kelly, the big thing and the big
care. He said doo-doo.
That's going to come on, and everybody's going to turn and look at Kinsey.
Everyone's going to pull their iPhones out and record it. I'm going to be taking selfies.
All right, babe. So I guess work on getting a babysitter, and you, Jenna, and I can go.
Oh, it's a big night.
Yeah. Were you purposely like trying not to tell me so I don't have a sitter so I can't go?
You want the truth or you want me to lie? The truth is yes.
Oh my goodness.
I'm
what
nervous.
Are you hiding from me?
I'm not hiding. I'm just.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
We'll spring to pay for a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
By we, I mean we'll expense it.
We'll
turn it into Claudia.
I got five on it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll help. I'll help pay for a babysitter.
Yeah. No, you know, it's not about paying the babysitter. It's about
we gotta find one.
About watching my wife watch me.
Oh, who wouldn't love to keep those precious cherubs?
And Kinsey, can you come in tomorrow morning to give your review of the movie?
Yeah. I
okay.
Can.
Awesome. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Shannon.
This is getting better by the minute.
So then I don't need to go.
Yeah, I mean.
No, Jenna, you go to your concert, and Kinsey can come in tomorrow and give her honest review of the movie. Okay. She's got this.
Unless Jenna just really wants to see it.
Yeah,
do you really want to see it, Jenna? It's up to you.
I mean, yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, you get to see your homeboy.
Wow, so enthusiastic.
Did you tell them you ran into your love scene chick at ACL?
No, I didn't talk about that.
Minutes.
At ACL, you happen to run into your love interest and you don't mention it?
It was literally passing. I was walking towards Eminem stage, so that's all I had on my mind, and she was walking away from it, and she just said, hey, and I said, what's up?
And you were taking a picture with a listener.
And I was taking a picture at the moment. So it was literally that.
But I did.
Nothing crazy.
I saw her. I saw a little quick glance, and I was like, oh, who's that cute girl saying hi? And then she just kept walking.
Did any feelings get, you know?
No, there's no feelings, Al.
Did you tangle?
No tingling.
A little bit. Dude, if you pass by a girl and you've been in that situation with, you can't help it. Like, something.
My wife is on the phone.
I didn't say anything bad. I've just said something.
The only tingles I get are from Kinsey.
That's not true.
You.
You're welcome, baby.
I'm excited.
I'm not.
So when are we going to talk about it? The same time tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
That's awful early for Kinsey to have to get up.
All right,
2 days
early. When do you want to come in, babe?
That's okay. Jason has school anyway, so it's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he's got to wake up and go to school.
Nice.
All right. So can I hit the trailer real quick so people have
sure.
some clue what this movie's about?
Sure, Shannon.
Because it's been so long, I don't even remember.
All right, go ahead.
Right, reborn.
Me
thank
either.
You, Kinsey.
I like to gamble.
You're welcome.
Trailer. I'm addicted to the game of chance.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in. I hate this question.
Alexander.
That's me.
If you're coming, bring everything you've got.
Love. Gambling is one thing, man. You can make a bet and lose at any time and nothing happens. But messing around with this chick, that's a whole other game.
That could have been Al.
The bad chick.
That could have been
bad
you,
bad chick.
No. You got this one, dude.
My best friend's a brother in the movie.
You got this one.
I haven't been this excited about something in so long.
Are you still there, Kinsey?
Yeah.
Are you excited about this?
Yes.
All right.
But I'm nervously excited.
Yeah, me too.
Nervously excited. All right. I'm excited that Kelly's
this
excited.
Is going to give us material for years, Al.
Yeah,
all right.
I
agree. Well, you let me know if you want me to go, because then if we're going to talk about it tomorrow, then I got to get some stuff to make fun of.
Maybe we'll, after we leave the fair, maybe we'll swing by the screening. We'll, you know, my whole group will watch it too.
No?
Yeah. Let's just all go.
Oh.
They're not going to say, no, you're the star. You're the movie star.
Oh.
You're the one we're talking about it. The more of us that see it, the more talky
yeah,
talky
that's right.
we do.
Yeah, talky.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Real quick, if you're just joining us, my wife is going to go with me to watch the movie that I was able to film last year where there's a love scene. And I just wrote her and I said, I'm nervous. What if you think I suck at acting? And she wrote, you know, I'm not a movie critic. I think Kim Kardashian was good on Dancing with the Stars.
There you go.
You're nervous about the acting part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be nervous. That'd be the farthest thing from my mind.
I'm trying to make it so that it's
I got
the
you.
Furthest
I
thing from
you.
My mind. I've tried.
But I feel you, brother.
It'll be awkward. Hear Kinsey's review of all that tomorrow on the show. And I'm nervous.
Fun time.
Maybe I'll be writing a love letter to Kelly next week.
Yeah, buddy.
But right now, it's other people.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I usually love sensitive men, but I feel like maybe the guy I've just started seeing might be going overboard. Okay. The first time I went to his apartment, I noticed a shelf full of troll dolls. So totally random, I had to ask about them. They were his mom's lucky bingo playing trolls. She died, and now they're his most prized possessions.
Aww.
I just stood there and looked at him until he changed the subject, and it was totally awkward for the rest of the night. Now what? If we turn this into a relationship, these troll dolls are going to be there every time I stay over. He didn't cry or freak out or anything, so am I just making too much of this?
Yeah.
Emily.
Yeah, Emily. Yeah, you're making too much
of it. That was his mom's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the troll dolls probably sit there for a while, and then when a woman comes along, like we women tend to do, we tend to move those little mementos and little things in a little bit further back in the room. And maybe let's just make a special little corner for these troll dolls. And eventually, why don't we just put out one and then we'll box up it. Women have a way of screwing up their men's collection.
The trolls are great in the attic.
But when it has sentimental value, that's different.
But he's not crying at movies, wrapped up in a blanket, eating boxes of chocolate on the weekend.
Right.
He's got some troll dolls his dead mother left him. This isn't...
Yeah, it's better than a guy that has tons of movie posters hanging all over the
wall. That should make her like him more,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's sweet. I mean, troll dolls are...
Weird.
Okay, they're weird, but some people really love them, and I get that. I've never really...
It'd be weirder if he just was like, I'm really into trolls.
Yeah.
That'd be weirder. There's actually a reason. Yeah, it makes him kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah, they'll eventually end up in his office if he has one later in life.
If he like acts out little scenes with them or does kinky stuff.
Or asks you to dress up as a troll.
Or bring the trolls into your bedroom. Oh, no, then okay, you got issues.
Then you got worries, yeah.
So no problem.
Quit trying to screw things up.
Kelly,
don't
they do it?
Look for ways.
If there's nothing, if your relationship ain't broke, don't break it. You know, there's a whole bunch of women that will make something wrong.
Yeah, there's other things that might lead to this
what
not
if?
Working out. Substantial things.
Yeah.
All right.
Solid.
All
right.
Love letters.
Love
letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband wants me to look pretty all the time.
Dang right.
And he's passing that down to my daughter. She's 11. And he's pushing me to buy her makeup and teach her how to shave her legs and pluck her eyebrows. She's 11. We get into arguments about it all the time because I want her to stay my little innocent girl as long as possible. I know she's not stupid and picks up on this, and I'm scared of how it's making her feel. How do I handle it so that she knows she's always good enough with or without makeup, no matter what?
You just keep reinforcing that with her. That's what you can do. I mean, how do you...
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of odd.
I would think most dads don't want their daughters to be wearing makeup and shave their legs and pluck their eyebrows to look sexier.
Yeah, and grow up too soon. That's kind of a weird dynamic there. But just keep reinforcing the positive values that she's beautiful the way she is. And there's plenty of time for Oh, man. I couldn't wait to start shaving my legs either. And now it's like, oh, I got to shave my legs. You know, you got a lifetime of that ahead of you. And girls want to grow up so quickly. And
yeah.
You know, but when you're going through pre-puberty and stuff, you just can't, it can't get here fast enough, you know?
Yeah.
My goal is
mom just has to keep reinforcing the positive, and hopefully dad will see enough Oprah specials and he'll come down. I don't know, you know?
If you could find the OWN channel.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Possible.
That's the big problem.
I had it figured
love
out.
Love letters.
On the old cable.
Love letters to Kelly.
New cable, I don't know.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I need your help with something that's really been weighing me down. I've been a serial cheater in the past, and I don't know whether that's something I need to tell my new man or if I can just leave that a part of my past and move on. This is from Kimberly. I feel guilty about the things that I've done, and isn't that punishment enough?
Yes.
I mean, if already I'm beating myself up for it, why allow things to mess up my new relationship when I have zero intentions of ever doing this again?
There you go.
I know they say once a cheater, always a cheater, but I truly feel like I'm a changed woman. I also want to do him right. Do I tell him about my past?
No.
What's the point?
What's the point? No. Then you're going to put that little element of doubt in his head, and you have sabotaged your relationship. Mm-hmm. If you truly trust yourself, hold your own feet to the fire, carry that with you. Don't be sharing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Y'all are going to be mad at me.
Okay.
But in Get the Guy, this Matthew Hussey thing, I'm going to tell you, he has a section. He does these video things. Like if you go to the book, at the end of the chapters, he tells you to go to the certain website, type in something, and the question about your past comes up, and he tells you how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, you don't want to tell the man the long sorted list.
No.
But he tells you a way to handle that conversation when it comes up.
By the way, sign up for Kelly's book club at KidNation.com.
It's the most loosey-goosey book club you'll ever be a part of. But it's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited that women are finally starting to figure out how to get out there, be more social, and perhaps attract love to their lives.
And you know, that's true, because if you think about it, when you're younger, that's the number one question you tend to ask when you're in your teens, early 20s. Oh, what's your number?
No,
who'd you hook up with?
Not a question you ask.
And a lot of relationships end because of that, because somebody can't get past it. Oh, I can't get past that. You hooked up with that person. I just can't.
A guy doesn't want to know about your past. We want to think you're the first woman. We know you're not.
We're too visual.
We want to think you're the first person.
But Matthew teaches you how to deflect that conversation, because some men are still going to ask.
Well, how do you deflect? Because it's tough.
Why would a guy even ask that?
But they do.
Because they do.
Not everybody does. But this is something like if you cheat and you've absolutely determined you're in your heart that you are going to be walking the straight and narrow path, don't sabotage your current relationship by confessing and unloading this burden. What good is that going to do? Don't plant the seed of doubt, because once it's there, you can't cover it back up again.
Yeah, if it doesn't move your relationship forward, then there's no point to ask.
Yeah. No good's going to come up. I mean, there's no purpose.
That 100% honesty crap, don't buy into that. Seriously.
There's certain things
no one needs to know everything about you.
Exactly.
Be honest about the present.
And people who are all into that 100% honesty, because they haven't done anything. You know, the people that are, I tell my husband everything, it's because you haven't done anything.
Right.
Yeah, do something.
Oh, I spent $10 at the store and I didn't ask you first. Okay, that's going to destroy your marriage. No. I accidentally slept with Bob in accounting. That is going to ruin your marriage. Do you feel better that you shared it? Do you feel better now?
Puts it
probably
on
him.
Not.
Yeah.
But we share everything, honey. That's before you did something.
If you would like to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com, where you can also sign up for her book club.
Don't tell him.
And you never know. We might be reading it next week.
Do
live
not
on the radio.
Tell him.
And do not talk about your past. It's in the past for a reason.
In the past?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Seems that everybody is talking about Ebola lately. That's the number one thing everybody wants to talk about.
Don't go a day without mentioning it.
Because it has, not very much, but it has started spreading. It went to a nurse, and we have a second confirmed person who worked with the man who passed away from Ebola, who has contracted it.
Yeah.
So we want to know, has Ebola changed the way you go about your everyday life?
It's kind of one of those things, like when I'm coughing really hard at the gym.
Yeah.
Maybe I have some
people
stare
weird
at you like.
Yeah, everybody's still like at the point where they're making jokes about it.
Sort of.
But it's not funny, you know?
Yeah, it's not funny, because we went to dinner last night and somebody said something about, are you going to go get you some Ebola soup? And I'm like, okay, why is that funny now?
Yeah,
this is serious.
Like there's Ebola Halloween costumes, the suit.
The hazmat suit.
People are dying.
Saying if they don't get a handle on this, it's going to keep thousands and thousands of people could be infected. We don't want to be fear mongers. I don't want to do that at all. But I mean, this is uncharted territory. I was so moved when I heard yesterday that people are volunteering, human beings, healthy human beings are volunteering to be tested for this vaccine.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they're having to, they have to do testing now immediately. And I don't know what that means to them. Are they going to have, you know, horrible, violent reactions?
I don't know.
But
they
to
don't
sign
know
up, I'm healthy, but
depends
I want to help.
Depends on what's in the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up and give my body to medical research.
And we do want to hear from you if you're a nurse, too. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or if you're a nurse that worked at that hospital with that nurse. How do you How's go about it, going? Yeah,
you know
how do
you
go to work
it's a great hospital, and people don't criticize the hospital. The nurses' unions are speaking out saying no American hospital, no U.S. hospital was equipped for something like
this. Not prepared.
And we don't know how to handle it.
It's never happened before. No. We actually, after this second medical care worker was diagnosed yesterday, we actually got a statement from the Texas Department of State Health Services. We'll get the official report from them.
A second healthcare worker at Texas Health Presby Hospital who provided care for the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States has tested positive for the disease. The healthcare worker reported a fever Tuesday, as Ron mentioned, was immediately isolated at that hospital. Health officials have interviewed the latest patient to quickly identify any contacts or potential exposures, and those people will be monitored. The type of monitoring depends on the nature of their interactions and the potential that they were exposed to the virus. The worker was among those who took care of Thomas Eric Duncan after he was diagnosed with Ebola.
I mean, people are scared.
Well, they say they 76 are. People, healthcare workers, had contact with him.
That's scary.
Or his blood when he was sick. And so.
And then they go home and they go to stores. And then.
For most of them, they haven't experienced any symptoms yet. And it's been. That good window, the 15 days, they say you should be in the clear.
And I noticed that. That's why I wanted to get into it, because last night I was sleeping, and my wife, Kinsey, woke me up like at 11 o'clock, which is 2 hours already into me trying to sleep. And she taps me on the shoulder, and she goes, I can't go to sleep. I'm in deep thought.
Those late night conversations.
And she goes, I want to know what the probability of catching Ebola compared to the probability of being in a car accident is. Because that's what makes her feel like, okay, what are my odds?
See, I'm worried about the Snapchat photo leak.
Yeah.
More so than Ebola.
You are. So you're not that worried about Ebola.
No, I don't think it's anything to be making fun of anymore. No. Like, I think it is a serious thing, obviously.
Sure.
It's a big health issue. I think we can help it and stop it. But,
yeah, but she
I'm
really,
not that worried about me.
She compares it to that.
Yeah, she wants to know what are the odds. Do I have a bigger, better odd in getting in a car accident, or are my odds better with catching? That's what she wants to know. And I'm like, I don't know when they're going to come out with that study.
I just feel kind of helpless, like watching it on TV. And I saw this lady out of, I want to say she's out of New York, but wherever she's from, she's gone over there and donated her own money to to buy a couple of ambulances and stuff. And because she said, if you're in Liberia and you call for an ambulance, it might take 3 or 4 days to get an ambulance. She's got response in like 30 or 45 minutes or whatever it is. But she's doing something. She's providing
some
cell phones, you know,
did
for people.
Did you see
people.
What Zuckerberg did?
Yeah, he donated like $20 million,
right? Him and his wife, $25 million. Yeah.
This is serious. Yeah. We haven't seen something like this I can't remember.
I remember. I talked to a guy that has a buddy coming to Texas for a football game this week, to Dallas for a football game. And he says buddy was kind of flippantly but saying, you know, I may not come to Dallas because of Ebola.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to bust anybody, but a friend of mine knows a woman who is not from this country. Mm-hmm. She's from another English-speaking country. I'm trying to protect everybody's identity.
So England.
And she is seriously considering moving her family back there. She says she's paranoid about the virus.
Oh, wow.
But she says because of the way America has responded, she is of the belief we should have immediately shut down travel.
Yeah.
And... But,
a lot
you know,
of people
in the
believe
age,
that.
But in the age of political correctness or what at
freedom.
Yeah. And she's like, where I come from, it would immediately shut down travel until this is, you know, and look what's happening. So I don't know. That's the way people are really. You're going to leave the country because of this.
Wow.
That's why some people are reacting, though.
Well, let's see what other people are doing, too.
Okay.
Alexa, how are you dealing with this whole Ebola thing?
Well, I have a 4-year-old who's in the public school system here, and I realized Sunday night that I needed to sit down and have a talk with her, you know, on how to react at school if she's got classmates who are ill or complaining of fevers or sore throats or whatever the symptoms may be, and reminding her to consistently wash her hands, use her hand sanitizer in her book bag and in her lunchbox as often as she can. And a 4-year-old, she goes to the bathroom, washes her hands. I'm like, did you use soap? She goes, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to really... scare them to reinforce how serious this is.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have that conversation with your kids because
you do.
You know, they're the ones that tend to not want to wash their hands a lot of the time. And that's what helps you get rid of that. Maria, what are you considering?
Hi. Well, actually, much like your wife, I was up last night thinking about it, and I'm like, should I consider running to the local pharmacy and just stocking up on gloves and face masks for my kids to wear to school? I mean, it's that scary for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets real when you see that somebody that was supposed to be wearing the right things and treating it the right way caught it. That's what scared me
the
most.
And that's the issue, is when the CDC interviewed Nurse Nina, they said there were some inconsistencies in the type of protective gear that she wore along with the process. You know, I think sometimes when you're moving fast, I can't speak for nurses, but, you know, in terms of removal and putting things on and off.
Yeah, you got a man dying.
Yeah.
You're moving.
When you're sick, that you're not always concerned about your materials like you should be.
Now, what if you're a traveler? And I don't mean travel abroad, but say if you take a lot of cabs and Ubers or whatever. I talk to my cab drivers all the time, whoever's driving me. And this guy is from Liberia or somewhere, and he has people that have maybe come in and out of that country. And then you kind of like, you almost kind of freak out, like, you know, should I get what is my exposure rate? Like Kinsey said, what are the odds? I
mean, you just want to know odds.
You just never know, man.
That's what eases you a bit. Mindy, is this affecting your work?
It absolutely is. I'm a wedding planner, so I see hundreds of people every weekend. And to the point now, I want to screen guests as they come in. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, I've got a bride this weekend that she's got family that doesn't want to fly into Dallas because they're scared.
See?
Wow.
So I'm a hugger. I'm a Southern girl. So I hug and I shake hands, and I'm contacting hundreds of people every weekend, and I've got children at home, and I come home and, you know, love on that. It's just, I'm terrified. I've seen The Walking Dead, okay? I'm terrified.
Thanks, Mindy. Oh,
well,
man.
Here's the thing. You know, the World Health Organization, they issued a warning yesterday. They said the death rate in the Ebola outbreak has gone up 70%. There could be up to 10,000 new cases a week in 2 months if they don't get this cure and get it to the people.
Yeah.
Let's talk with a nurse. Mindy, you're a nurse, and you're not surprised that somebody caught it?
I'm not.
Why?
Fortunately. Well, because several reasons. One, you know, the hospitals are so understaffed, and, you know, people think that Mr. Duncan was the only patient that these healthcare professionals were seeing, when, in fact, he wasn't. We've got, you know, we're working 14-hour shifts 6 days a week. We also kind of get, unfortunately, complacent with the way that we handle with patients. I don't want to say that we think that we're exempt from getting anything, but we don't panic. So at a time that we as healthcare professionals should be panicking, and hopefully we will be now. I know that I will change the way that I see patients, but you know, it's not surprising. It's unfortunate, but again, there's so much that goes into that whole thing, but no, she absolutely did not follow protocol, and it is a shame.
Right. Thank you. They're also doing a bunch of training, and Christina's a nurse, and she's going through hazmat training right now. Christina?
Actually, not yet. I signed up for a class. Yeah. Actually, there's a lot of people at our work that's doing this. We have doctors, we have nurses that are signing up. We actually have our unlicensed personnel that are signing up, that come in contact with it. People in the emergency room that do registration, you know, they're at risk, you know, they touch these people, and you never know what you're coming in contact with. So they're having actually everybody in the hospital sign up for this hazmat training about, okay, if someone comes in, this is what you should do. We actually have new protocol that's been placed, and everybody has to be there or at least get any type of information or a handout about what to do in the event that something like that happens, or we have somebody that has these symptoms that come into the hospital.
Wow. This is going to be something that's going to be in history books.
Yeah.
You know, kids are going to study this. And
this is a changing moment in the healthcare. Uh-huh. It really is.
Yeah.
Pivotal moment.
Very pivotal. Lisa, you have something in common with a lady that Kelly knows.
Yes. I'm a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And my husband's a firefighter. So we have had a detailed conversation about what we're going to do. And we're not trying to be alarmists just, you know, within ourselves, but we're just like, if it gets bad, what are we going to do? And I'm originally from Canada, and my parents still live up there. And we talked about, if it gets to a point where it is getting into the school system, where kids are coming up positive, I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old that are both in the school system. We're going to take them out. I'm going to move up with my parents and stay there until who knows. And my husband will stay down here. We even talked about financially, because I work. How are we going to swing this if I leave. And yeah. I was like, I'll borrow from my 401k, and that'll cover my portion of the bills, and you'll stay down here and work, because we really just both can't flee the country.
Sure.
But if it gets, you know, if it gets to that point, what if Canada says you can't come here?
Because you're from
we're
the
shutting
US.
Down our border.
We have talked about that. We were like, what if they shut down the border?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
And they they can't deny a Canadian citizenship. And I have Canadian citizenship. And my son has Canadian citizenship. I haven't gone through the books and gotten my daughter hers yet. So that is something I need to really look into. But we've even talked about giving my parents the children. So if I can't go in, at least they can say, these are my children. I have custody of them now. They need to come in to Canada. So
a lot of planning, Lisa.
This is all worst case scenario.
Sure.
But we have at least talked about it because we work in the medical field.
Yeah.
And I know you guys were talking about statistics. We want to know statistics. And there is nothing out there that should really be making you feel comfortable because we don't have the statistics right now. I know they say, you know, if you're driving to the hospital and someone has Ebola there, you're more likely to die on the way there than you are catching Ebola there.
Right.
Well, that shouldn't make you feel very comfortable because these are new. It's new, groundbreaking. How is this going to affect us?
It's going to take a while before we get that. Yeah. We're going to have more cases before we're able to find out the odds.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So you can,
Mexico
so
and
you might,
US. I might go back to Mexico like Lisa's going back to Canada if I have to.
I'm going to have to find someone to marry in another country.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
Foreigngrooms.com.
Foreigngrooms.com.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
get a dude in here. Groom.
Foreign bachelor.
Justin, how has this changed your life so far, Justin?
Good morning. My name is Justin, and ever since Ebola came around, my Tinder matches have gone down significantly. swiping right used to be so easy, but ever since Ebola, I live so close to Hot Zone 2, I feel I have to stretch my radius so far. Ebola has got to get under control. It is now reaching social media.
Wow.
My LinkedIn connections are down. It is getting out of control.
Same.
We need help.
Preach, brother. Preach.
And you know what? Ladies out there, if you're swiping right, remember, I do not have Ebola. It's in my profile. Ebola free.
Justin, thank you, buddy.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I was so excited last night when I got home in time to catch the premiere of Marry Me. And usually catching the pilot of any show, you know, when they're laying the groundwork, mm-hmm. it's kind of boring. You have to figure out who's this person, who's that person. It came out of the gate.
Boom.
And it was just hilarious. I loved it. The premise is this couple's been dating 7 years. This is the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they get home from this wonderful trip to Mexico, I believe it was.
Shut up.
Anyway, she expected him to propose. So they're just getting back home and she's like thinking, okay, well, he still has time. He can propose now. So she starts laying. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, just in case, I've got some champagne. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed. And she is so mad because she's like, and while she gets so mad, she starts going through the kitchen, getting the champagne. She's going to get drunk. She's mad at him. She starts ranting. She doesn't know behind her back, he's getting the ring that he had hidden.
Oh.
And he's down on one knee just waiting for her to turn around. Mm. So she gets madder and madder. And she starts dissing everybody in his family, all of his friends.
No.
And finally, he's like,
my God.
She said the worst things possible. He finally says, will you just turn around? She turns around and there's the ring. And she's like, oh, it's so pretty. And she feels bad. And then suddenly he's like, okay, everybody come out now. Everybody she had been dissing was hiding because they were going to do a surprise engagement.
No.
And then she's like, this is so great. It was horrible. And it makes you think of that awful foot and mouth moment. We've all had one.
Oh, I have.
And if you want to hear how this is, I want you to hear the clip. But I can't do it justice. Listen to this.
Okay.
I love you, Jake. And I want to be together forever, but do you not love me? Then please free me while I still have M. Egg.
Of course I love you, okay? Would you just turn around?
Did your garbage friend Gil get in your head again?
Garbage friend?
It's your mom, isn't it?
Watch yourself.
She doesn't like me, does she? Guess what? Don't like her.
She is an angel walking amongst us.
She's the most negative person on the planet.
She's been through a lot.
Of friends. She's been through a lot of friends because she's a b***er.
Oh my God, turn the b*** around.
Wait! That's a beautiful ring.
Oh, no.
Okay, everyone. Come on out.
It was awful.
Everybody's here. It was so great.
Well,
Should we move on to the toasts? Mom, do you want to kick us off?
So anyway, he said, look, I love you, but we are not getting engaged tonight because I don't want this to be the engagement story I tell my children. So he still loves her, but man, how do you recover from that sort of foot and mouth? She dissed everybody. It was so fun.
Yeah, how do you recover from that, Al?
Dude, it was closing time in the bar one night, and I don't know how me and some of the bartenders got to talking about some waitresses that worked at another place. I was like, and one was like really hot, and I was like, man, how come we can't have hot waitresses like that? And in walked from the kitchen area to my waitress.
Interstage left.
Not talking about anybody that works there now because they're all beautiful.
It's just like a day of the week for Al, though.
I've had so many.
One that Kelly did recently. And
My foot should just be permanently
Kelly did one
planted
recently?
In
Is
my
bad?
Mind.
That email when you hit reply all.
Which one?
Oh, what was it? Oh, what was it?
It's like you always got to be prepared when you hit reply all. Like, you got to see who's on the email. It was best. It was. Can we talk about
Eskimo.
It?
I don't know if we can talk about it.
It was. It was really like I was like I knew Kelly all. Didn't meet like didn't
it
know.
Was so
and she
bad.
Said something in an email, and I was like.
Trying to be mean, I was just stating a fact.
Yeah. You weren't trying to be mean at all.
I wasn't trying to be mean, but I didn't realize a person was on the loop in
until
the email.
Until they replied, and it's like, well, why was this person on the email?
And so how do you fix it? I just said, my bad.
That's the only way to fix it.
I like got that feeling inside where you like clench
bad,
up.
But it's like,
no, but it was.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
How'd you put your foot?
Foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth moments.
Let's kick it off with Kayla.
Hi.
Tell us about your foot and mouth moment.
So a long time ago, about 5 years ago when I was pregnant, I was sitting there with my ex-husband and his mom, and we were trying to think of baby names. And she, after a couple names were thrown out, she was like, well, how about if it's a girl, you name her Delaney? And I looked at her, and I was like, that's the ugliest name I've ever heard in my life. And she looks at me and she goes, that's my middle name. And my face just turned bright red. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, but you did.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks, Kayla.
See, and I love the name Delaney. It's just weird. It's a name strikes you the wrong way.
That's a cool name. I do like Delaney. August, what was your foot and mouth moment?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. Love the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so a few years ago, I was at my office. A good friend of mine at the time, we worked together at the same place. And our boss was a good friend of ours. Apparently, the night before this day at work, our boss and my good girlfriend, she and he ended up hooking up that night. And the next day at work, she told me all about it. We were kind of making jokes about it, you know, everything like that. Well, he comes into the office that we were sitting in at the time, and I noticed that he was looking at her kind of provocatively. So, jokingly, I meant to send her a text about the way that I perceived him looking at her, but I ended up sending it to him. And I didn't realize it for a few hours. She came back into the office and said, you know, hey, how you doing? I asked her, well, you're not going to address this text message that I sent you. And she said, what text? So then I go back in my phone and look at it, and it had his name on the text message. I was mortified.
That's
easy to do.
I sure want to know what that text message said, but I bet you can't say it on the radio.
I can't even go there. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right, bro.
Yeah.
I worry about that all
we
the
can
time.
Only imagine.
I'm sure, like, with girls, you screenshot conversations you have with boys and send it to your friends. And I'm like, when you screenshot and then send it to the person, it's like, why are you screenshotting our conversation?
Taylor, you had one with your coworker?
Yes, I had just started a new job, and we were having girl talk, and I started talking smack about my ex-boyfriend, and I didn't realize how small a town it was, but it ended up being her cousin.
Oh, my.
See? Oh, you just never know.
Oh, the cousin's always there.
Small towns.
Yeah.
Foot and mouth.
Oh, we have a good old conference call foot and mouth moment.
All right.
Leslie, what happened during your conference call?
Well, I was on a conference call. I worked for a very large company, and somebody walked into my office while I'm on the conference call, and I start going off about the trainer and talking about how we've already been through this stupid training, and I can't believe they're making us sit through it again, and get a text from my boss saying, you might want to put your phone on mute.
Oh.
I'm mortified for you.
Yeah, there was about 200 people that heard this.
Oh, 200. Oh.
Did you get fired?
No.
Because the boss knew it was stupid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Did the sucky trainer get fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. Probably not.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll do one more real quick.
All right.
Rachel, foot and mouth moment. What happened?
So my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years, and I decided that I'd try to set up a couple of like getaways so we could try and maybe make it happen. And I was like, okay, maybe this is the moment. Maybe this is the moment. And it didn't happen. So cut to the chase. It was about a month ago, and we're sitting at home, and I'm really, really tired and sick and tired of everything that he's putting me through. And I was like, I just laid into him. I was one side of the apartment, he's on the other side of the apartment. We're having a screaming fit match. It's awful. And I sit down on the couch, and I'm like soaking my way my sorrows in the beer. And he comes and sits next to me, and he goes, you know, I'm just in love with you, and I don't care if you're mad at me, and I just want to spend the rest of my life with you. And he still proposed to me. And he's like, do you want to see a ring? And I'm like, what? Hold it. How do you, what? And he goes and he gets it and he kneels down on one knee. And I'm like, how long have you had this ring? And he says, since April. And I was like, what? So I just felt mortified. I haven't told anyone in my family this story. So they might be listening now and might know what's going on. But, yeah, we were screaming at each other the night we got engaged.
So it was just like the episode of Marry Me.
It was awful. It was just like that. Awful, awful. Except his family wasn't best. They didn't hear.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Do you hate his mom?
No, I don't hate
him. Good. I'm trying to get out of there. My bad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.